All right. Cams are set up, and their feeds are live on the burrows. Motion detection cameras are signing in green, so we should be pretty set. The other teams are set up as well, so the valley is pretty much covered at this point. Nothing to do now, but just wait. And dream about all the paperwork waiting for us back at HQ. Hopefully. Paperwork may be boring, but the more of it there is, the more it means our efforts are working. So, it's a fair trade-off. A lot of work for such little critters, but the ecosystem will be better for. And also, it just feels good to see populations thriving after we thought we lost them forever. We should celebrate. How about a drink? What? It's bad luck not to share around the fire. Against regulation? Are you going to report me? Regulations are more like suggestions when it comes to stuff like this. All right. Suit yourself. You seem a little jumpy, rookie. I know it's your first time in the field, but surely it's not your first time outside. I mean, you've gone camping or hiking or something, I'm sure. I don't know anyone who gets into this job who didn't have some kind of exposure to the elements beforehand. Huh. You are pretty green, aren't you? Yeah, we're pretty far out here, but we'll be fine. I've done this 100 times, and the teams are only stationed a few miles apart. Chill out, rookie. What? You think the Wendigo's gonna get ya? Are you serious? You don't know about the Wendigo's? Man, what are they teaching you guys these days? Well, as your self-appointed mentor, I suppose I'll enlighten you. Sit down, sit back, get comfy. It's quite the story. Wendigos are flesh-eating creatures of the woods. They're very familiar to the natives of the northern woods. No one can remember a time where the story wasn't told. It runs old, and it runs deep in these regions. The Wendigo is gaunt to the point of emaciation. Its desiccated skin pulled tautly over its bones. With its bones pushing out against its skin, its complexion the ash gray of death, and its eyes pushed back deep into their sockets. The Wendigo looked like a gaunt skeleton, recently disinterred from the grave. What lips it had were tattered and bloody. Its body was unclean, and suffering from separations of flesh, giving off a strange and eerie odor of decay and decomposition, of death and corruption. Its breath was a strange hiss, its footprints full of blood, and it ate any man, woman, or child who ventured into its territory. And those were the lucky ones. Sometimes the Wendigo chose to possess a person instead, and then the luckless individual became a Wendigo himself, hunting down those he had once loved and feasting upon their flesh. It varies slightly depending on who you ask, but at its core, it's still the same creature. According to the legends, a Wendigo is created whenever a human resorts to cannibalism to survive. In the past, this occurred more often when natives and settlers found themselves stranded in the bitter snows and ice of the northern woods. Sometimes stranded for days, any survivors might have felt compelled to cannibalize the dead in order to survive. Other versions of the legend cite that humans who displayed extreme greed, gluttony, and excess might also be possessed by a Wendigo. Thus, the myth served as a method of encouraging cooperation and moderation. But however the creature becomes symbolized, instances of the Wendigo have been well traveled and well documented. While many agree that creature is born of cannibalism, others say it's not the only way. Those who wander too far into the wilderness and lose their minds are susceptible to becoming one. As I mentioned, they can also possess you, like a demonic spirit having total control over your will, driving you to do unspeakable things and join them deep in the woods. Some say the creature itself is a demon, a true physical demonic entity that roams this earth in search of its victims, and it is an unparalleled hunt. Supernaturally fast and strong, and tall as 10 feet, its long steps are worth double your own. Constantly roaming the bitter cold mountains in search of its prey, always consuming, always hungry for more. They say that unless you're looking at it head on, you won't even be able to tell that it's there. So emaciated and thin that when it turns sideways, it disappears. You may never know it's there before it strikes, gutting you with its long, razor-sharp fingers and devouring every last bite of flesh. But that's not even the most terrifying part. The real horror is in how it hunts, how it lures in its prey, how it convinces you to meander right into its waiting jaws. It mimics you perfectly. It can mimic anyone it's heard. It'll trick you into coming straight to it. Maybe it will call your name from the voice of a friend. Maybe you'll hear a baby's cry. Maybe someone begging for help just beyond the trail. Maybe you'll hear the screams of its previous victims bouncing off the trees, amplified by the cushiony snow. Maybe it will even be your own voice calling out to you. The Wendigo knows human nature all too well. It knows you'll come. And once it's done with you, perhaps it will become you. There are those who say the Wendigo can be a sort of shapeshifter. It will don your flesh like a coat, assuming your visage, and come out of the woods to get close to your friends and your family. All with the intention of bringing them back out into the wild for its own feast. It's not perfect at assimilating, though it gets better with time. The more time it has with you, the more it can learn about you. The easier it is for it to become you. And become convincing enough to reap the rewards. There's something else, however, that a few hold very strongly to be true about the legend. There are those who claim it's not a physical being at all. It's not a monstrous creature lurking in the woods. It's not a grotesque giant setting traps against the human condition. They say it's something more spiritual. And not in the demonic spirit kind of way. A feeling, a deeply buried instinct that lurks beneath the surface of our modern consciousness. Something that speaks to you deep down, whispers to the old part of your being. The compulsion to run, to flee deep into the woods. The panic that overtakes you when you're far from home and lost alone in a place where you shouldn't be. To them, that call of the wild, that is the Wendigo, that pure, unsaturated lust to devolve back into the most basic, animalistic parts of humanity. And now, you know. You're looking positively pale, Rookie. True. Well, the stories have been bastardized and popularized and altered all through history. Even now, it's considered nothing more than a fun, scary story. Movies, video games, you name it. But I believe legends ring with a glint of truth. Stories come from somewhere. I think it was most likely a story born of necessity. A tale people needed at some moment in time. It's an adaptable story that can apply to modern day consumption, capitalism even. Like most old stories, it serves as a reminder and a warning of what can happen if we don't keep those more grisly parts of ourselves in check. No, I don't really believe there's an actual monster roaming the woods. The woods are a mysterious place, but with as often as people like us go out to specifically study the environments, I think we would have seen something by now if there were really supernatural forces hanging about. But it's a fun campfire story. Nothing more. Now, you sure you don't want that drink? That's what I thought. Loosen up a bit. We got a good group. Like family, really. And you may be new, but you're part of it now. Don't worry. It gets easier. We were all rookies once. In fact, one time I... Shh. Hold on a second. Did you hear something? No, I'm not playing a prank on you. Quiet down for a moment. We don't want something sneaking up on us. Maybe it was nothing.
Rookie.
You heard that, right? We should go check it out. Come on, we're not splitting up.